Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support if you're a long-time listener or recent. And always remember, you can check out every broadcast from the premiere show that was first aired in March of 2011 to the most recent. That's what's so awesome regarding BTR. You can check on our on-demand shows, our archive shows. You can re-listen, and I like to repost and reshare favorite shows from recently, from way back. Well, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Taking a moment of silence for the world. For world peace, for the praying for the Israeli-Hamas war to end. Thank God some hostages have began to be released. Thought I heard something. Just praying for world peace and praying for us all, sending out positive vibes. Let's talk about, you know, hot topics. But it's Foodie and Fun Friday. The weekend is here. So let's talk about what we love about fall, the holiday season. I love summer, but I love all seasons for different reasons. Here in Mississippi, in the deep south of the United States of America, we have been experiencing cold mornings and warm afternoons. But recent mornings have been like 53 degrees or 63 degrees. And today, I believe the temperature was 88. And tomorrow, it is predicted to be 90. So at least for the next week, we will have temps in the 50s and in the 80s for the next 7 days. But the Mississippi State Fair just left. So when the State Fair arrived, cooler weather arrived also. But the warm weather, you know, it's, I'm not complaining because I would love, well, my friends in Florida, like my Avon coach and many other like friends and couple relatives, I know Florida, you pretty much have that type of weather all year round, right? But I'm loving it, but, you know, some people, you know, are ready for the cold weather. But what I do like about fall is it does cool. The temps are cooler, and it's fourth quarter, and it's like the beginning of the end where we really, like, regroup and reset ourselves for the new year. It's the beginning of the end of the year, and there are so many holidays and so many celebrations and so many reasons to celebrate. Just look how many fall festivals we have going on. So here in Mississippi, it is definitely the season. You would think spring and summer would be the seasons for festivals. We have festivals galore in the fall, and winter festivals. So there are so many events that I see are being promoted and that are scheduled because the weather is cooler. The really, really cold weather arrives here in the deep south like in February, you know. Here and there in December, but then February, March, that's when we get the really cold weather. But thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. let's take a moment of silence. God bless the world. July. We love those of us that love sports and events that surround sports. Love that. So, let's see. Because there's so much to talk about regarding. Since Cousin Linda, the one that's called in, you know, I've already mentioned some of the things I love about fall. And something that I had seen on Live with Kelly and Mark on Friday's episode, on yesterday's episode, I want to say today. Yesterday's, I believe. They discuss fall vegetables. And I agree with Kelly. I'm like, I get more excited regarding summer fruits and vegetables. But fall vegetables and winter seasonal vegetables are spectacular. And the guest, who's a regular on the show, you know, she shared different ways to cook certain squashes and other veggies on the show. So, you know, the seasonal food many of us love, right? I know I do, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas. I like traditional dinners. I know a lot of people are going the non-traditional route, but a mixture. But I like the traditional things, meals and food. But I know, you know, some people like to go a whole different route and also stop traditions or change up traditions also. Thing that I had talked about on the show back in August, different places to travel to see trees and see how the seasons transition with colors. And I know our ABC affiliate, WAPT, Channel 16 News, they have been sharing like the color of leaves changing here in the Mississippi area and also in the Northeast. Because, you know, like some of the top places on the list that I shared, most of them were in the Northeast. A couple on the West Coast, and I don't think that many places were named on the list in the South or in the Midwest, but mostly the top places to travel to see the beautiful colors of the arrival of fall are located in the Northeast. So, a list that I'm looking at from Simply Luxurious Life mentioned a lot of people love to, you know, wear the layers. Yeah, fall clothing. I like that when we wear our layers, and that's something I've always loved also since a kid. The fashion and layering, layers upon layers. That's something that many of us love, you know, wearing our sweaters and scarves and jackets and hats. It's shorts and t-shirt weather here in the afternoon and evening. It's warm now. Apple pie, pumpkin hunting. Yeah, we Mississippi Ag Museum every year have the annual, you know, pumpkin patch festival. Mother Nature's golden accessorizing, how, you know, what we just mentioned, how beautifully leaves grow old, how full of light and color are the last days, a quote from John Burroughs. Number 5, the first fire in the fireplace. Number 6, crisp mornings and chilly evenings, hot chocolate and pumpkin chip cookies. I never had pumpkin chip cookies. That's on my list. pulling on the boots, fall premieres. Yeah. I can't wait. I texted on Instagram on the Christmas card profile account. I know they had asked the question, what's your favorite holiday movie? One of my favorites, Serendipity. So, I look forward to seeing the traditional Christmas movies, but Serendipity is one of my favorite romantic love holiday comedies that I like to watch. Bonfires with Family and Friends. Those are some things that many people like about fall. And Cosmopolitan, Fade Mag, since I was a kid, my older sister and mother always read Cosmopolitan. Beautiful Leaves, yeah, beautiful, beautiful leaves. Pumpkin Spice Everything, Cozy Scarf, Halloween. You know, we always do a broadcast regarding the history of Halloween. Apple Picking, Cider Donuts, Candy Corn, Plaid, and Hard Cider, Dolls in Costumes. You all probably hear a couple of my pooches in the background. Perfect Layering Weather, All the Pie, Season Sweaters. Yeah. Holidays that require no gifting. Yeah, you know, just great fellowship. The little comment mentions, between Halloween and Thanksgiving, you owe nothing to anyone, meaning no stress, all eating. Jack-o'-lanterns. Legit socks. Oh, legit socks, I mean. I don't think what I'm thinking about. Denim on denim on denim. Boots. Tailgating and home gating. Black Friday, and Cousin Linda mentioned on the last show that about how Black Friday starts early. And let's see. Okay. That's the list of 20 for Cosmopolitan. And if I sound comfy, I had enjoyed watching Shark Tank. Who loves Shark Tank? Who loves The Golden Bachelor? I love The Bachelor. I had no idea that I would fall in love with The Golden Bachelor, like most of the world. loving The Golden Bachelor. I love Bachelor in Paradise, too. But tonight, Shark Tank was pretty on point. And I watched, instead of watching 2020, I turned to Dabble. And for some reason, the past few Fridays, I've been watching the old episodes of Undercover Boss. Oh, my God. My late mother and I, we loved us some Undercover Boss. And, I enjoyed watching reruns of Undercover Boss before the broadcast of the show. Because some of you might say, well, she really sounds relaxed. Yeah, it's 10:23 p.m. Central Standard Time here in the States. I know it's early morning, so good morning, good afternoon. On Saturday, many of you, early evening, those of you on the West Coast. Early night or late evening. I hope you all have a blessed weekend. And if you're dealing with any type of loss, I'm, sending love and virtual hugs to you also. But, it's really and fun Friday. A lot of games are happening. We have the NBA. We have baseball. We have so much, soccer. We have a lot going on, right? I must send a shout-out, too, to Cousin Linda. She tagged me on a lot of pretty neat YouTube fashion videos this evening that I must catch up on also. So I'm going to take a moment and look at Hot Topic News. See what's going on in real time. Because this is really sad. This is from CNN. Big shout out to our president, Biden, regarding his speech to America and the world last night. America not going to just let this happen, and doing what we can do to end this war and show that we mean business. Israel-Hamas war rages as Gaza awaits aid in worsening conditions. And people like you and I, we can pray for miracles. Pray for good, for it to end. We're in full gear here in the States, and I know many other countries around the world too, regarding political season. Here in the state of Mississippi, I already voted. I voted absentee a couple of days ago, but it's important I'm about to say it's important for you to get out and vote. Some of my friends who do exercise their right to vote, I have brought certain things up to me that it's hard for them to vote for people that they don't know much about. So candidates and your team, do your best to get your name and your agenda, your platforms out to the community, meet people where they are, let them know who you are and what you are about, regardless of your political party. I mean, that goes on both sides. What I'm hearing directly from friends of mine, they tell me that it's hard for them to vote for people they don't know much about, or they think you're not doing anything, to make a difference if you want to get reelected. If you're new to the game or if you're an incumbent trying to keep your seat, gotta let people know what you're all about, what your platform is about, what you plan on doing. If you're incumbent, remind people what you have done. Also, what Because, you know, sometimes we don't know what has been accomplished within certain administrations. That's on all levels. So remind people of what have been accomplished with you and your administration. That's on all levels. What is your agenda, your platform? Is it a reinvention of your previous platform? Are you you want to be reelected so you can continue your work and finish your work and also add some new things that need to be addressed? I mean, let people know what your platform, that's another, and that's what's been big on news media, that a lot of people are staying home. And I am here to tell you that is one reason why some people are staying home, because they feel like either you're not getting anything done if you're an incumbent, or they feel like if you're someone that they don't know what your platform is about, or don't even know you're running, how can they vote for you if they don't even know you're running? How can they vote for you if they don't know your platform and how you can make their life better, how you can make our lives better? I've already voted, so I'm saying, that's why I'm saying they, because I've already voted. But on the presidential field, all of us are in the same boat, right? You know, even if we know who we are voting for, or we don't, you know, and we don't know who we're voting for, because we still need to have our people can predict. Well, we do know who's running independence, and do we know though? We don't know. We know it looked like it would be, you know, two-party situation. President Biden, former President Trump. We do have independents out there. We have Kennedy running as independent. We have Cornell West running on a third party. And I guess a couple others. You all know I'm a longtime member also with No Labels. And we're about Republicans and Democrats coming together. And if it need to be a unity ticket where a Republican and Democrat run together, you know, prepare for that. But, you know, we're about us coming together. And any and all candidates running for any office, presidential, local, state, you know, senators, Congress, and all federal, we are about, you know, reminding people, put we the people first, country before politics. You know, that's all we're about. You know, No Labels is not a political party. It's a movement. So just putting that out there to, you know, some people. It's a movement. So it's a movement. And definitely read the Common Sense Insurance Policy booklet that we have out there. And I sent it to many of my friends also, and you also can order a copy. And join and follow us on social media. I've been a member pretty much as long as I've hosted Culture Shock Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio, because I created Culture Shock Entertainment Reports in 2011, and I pretty much joined No Labels around the same time, and it was founded in 2009. So a big shout out to our founders, Nancy Jacobson, Holly Page. Big shout out to Margaret White, Ryan Clancy. Oh, just a big shout out to many of the founders and members and problem solvers, big shout out. But a big shout out to all of the candidates on all levels across the country, around the world that are running for office. A big shout out to the presidential candidates who are working hard to get their agendas out there. You know, keep doing what you do and listen to the people. Listen to the people who will vote. President Biden, you know, keep working, keep doing what you do. You and Vice President Harris, keep doing what you do. And, you know, don't get distracted. I know you're campaigning, but you're president, right? So, and Vice President, so, you know, keep doing what you do. And, you know, some people might say, well, who is he? I am a taxpaying American citizen, and we all have the right to voice our thoughts. And one thing I do not try to do is speak very negative and name call. Because how are we going to come together on bipartisan decisions if we're pointing the finger and name calling? Calling each other idiots and whatever, that's not working when there's so much going on. Homelessness, housing situation, education, people need money, health care, a lot of stuff going on to just be pointing the finger at one another. So it's important for us to come together and make bipartisan decisions. Not in, very important. We shouldn't even be without a Speaker of the House during these dire straits, you know, really. So I just wanted to get into that right quick. But CNN is covering that two American hostages, their mother and her daughter, were released Friday by Hamas. I've seen that breaking news. And our Israeli authorities, according to Israeli Prime Minister, the U.S. citizens will be reunited with family at an Israeli military base, officials said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised their release and said the urgent work to free all American hostages and other hostages taken by Hamas during their October 7 attack must continue. An Israeli military official credited military pressure for the release of the mother and daughter. Conditions in Gaza are deteriorating as Israeli strikes pounded Palestinian enclaves, and aid agencies warn hospitals are nearly out of fuel. As a result, protests against the siege of Gaza are taking place in cities across the Middle East. Humanitarian aid that has been stuck in Egypt should reach Gaza within 24 to 48 hours. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the UN has said the trucks waiting at the southern Rafah crossing will be the difference between life and death. The U.S. and its allies have been urging Israel to set clear goals if and when it launches a ground invasion of Gaza, placing a particular emphasis on avoiding civilian casualties, U.S. and Western officials told CNN. So, how to help humanitarian efforts in Israel and Gaza. This is from CNN Impact Your World. CNN, as deadly fighting between Israel and Hamas intensifies, so too does a dire humanitarian crisis in the area. 1,400 people have been killed in Israel and at least 4,100 have been killed in Gaza. Oh, my God. After Hamas launched unprecedented attacks on Israel earlier this month. Subsequent airstrikes have overwhelmed local hospitals and internally displaced an estimated 1 million people in Gaza and one of the most densely populated areas on earth. At least 28 workers have been killed in the intense fighting, which has also hampered relief efforts. The International Committee of the Red Cross, ICRC, which suffered damage to one of its buildings in Gaza, is calling that the protection of aid workers, civilians, and critical infrastructure. Calling the situation horrific. Doctors Without Borders, Medicine Sans Frontiers, is urging restraint after medical facilities have been destroyed in the fighting. Impact Your World has gathered a list of vetted organizations that are on the ground responding. So you can go to CNN to pledge. And also, Bethany Frankel is one person that's doing some great work with her organization, her nonprofit. So check out CNN's Impact Your World, and they're splitting the donations via pledges throughout multiple nonprofits. And your donations will benefit AirLink, American Friends of Majin David Adam, American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, American Near East Refugee Aid, CARE, Doctors Without Borders, Friends of United Hezbollah, Global Empowerment Mission, Global Giving, Israel-Palestine, Crisis Relief Fund, Human Appeal, Humanity and Inclusion, International Committee of the Red Cross, Israel Aid, Lutheran World Relief, Mercy Chefs, Oxfam America, Gaza Relief, Sign Children's Relief Fund, Project Hope, Save the Children, UNICEF USA, World Central Kitchen, World Food USA. Those are a lot of organizations that impact the world. CNN will divide the donations via pledge. So I thank you all for your love and your support. Check the schedule out for future shows. Feel free to email at CultureShock, KultureShockBeth@yahoo.com. 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 Cash App. Want to keep the show up and running, you know, and upgraded and everything, and do video, you know, video on, not just on Blog Talk, on YouTube and so on. You all know I've expanded to Spotify, which when I do the broadcast on Spotify, you can also hear on iHeartRadio. And those of you with Apple, I know many of you all listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and other platforms, so big shout out to your favorite platforms that you listen to this program on. So Cash App is Beth, BethBTRU, KultureShock, BethBTRU, KultureShock, BethBTRU, KultureShock, and PayPal is at BethWMSBTRU. PayPal is paypal.me/@BethWMSBTRU. @BethWMSBTRU. And thank you to those of you that interact with me on social media, on Facebook, on TikTok. I'm working on getting to 10K. I'm working on getting to 5K. I'm close to 5K, and I want to get to the 10K. So follow me, and I immediately follow back. And I really do like to interact on TikTok, LinkedIn, LinkedIn. I'm working on it. You know, I have a backup. I'm doing my best to log into my original and my original, because I've been with LinkedIn probably since like 2008. When I joined LinkedIn probably right before Facebook or right around the same time, you know. Let's see. So YouTube, Cut the Shot, KULTRESHOKENT. Instagram, big shout out to those of you that interact with me on Instagram. Those of you that I'm getting back out there, so those of you that interact with me in person also, and thank you for those of you that have been inviting me to events, and I'm looking forward to hosting my own events also. But thank you for the invites to events also. Come on the show and discuss your events also. Those friends of the show that have been on the show before, looking forward to you returning, and new friends, you know, don't hesitate to just call up and let us know what's going on with some of your events. I get so many invites around the world, around the country, to events also, and I often tell people, hey, you can come on the podcast and discuss your event and your project also. So what else? If it's your birthday weekend or anniversary, or you just, you know, just happy to be alive, sending out love and prayers and positive thoughts. Big shout out to our Jackson Police Department. Rehired a couple, about five vets and two new hires. Also, one of my former classmates, and who's also back in the day, awesome musician and producer. He's our deputy, one of our deputy assistant police chiefs now. And our chief, Joseph Wade, and our assistant chief, they expanded our deputy chiefs and, you know, the different heads of different departments. But we received good news. We have like this new, these new devices where, that which will cut down police chases, which I think it's called like ART Chase or something like that. But they need to get certified to use these devices. But I'm super excited about our police department getting that, so it will cut down on police chases, and therefore will cut down on accidents and wrecks and deaths and all of that. And so that is just, it's just awesome. It's a device where they, well, I have to get somebody on the podcast to even explain it, but I'm super excited. And they recently they received a fleet of new drones also that they need to get certified for. But I'm super excited regarding that. And the police chief is giving his word that they're gonna take care of these bad guys, and definitely praying and hope so. So you can attract more business, but you know, you attract more business that way just for people to feel safe, for Jacksonians to feel safer, for business to feel safer, to attract more businesses. Awesome. And it's good. It's good that our police force is expanding, and also to get these upgrade devices that can help our police and detectives do their job. And praying for police departments all around the country, all around the world, to get the things that they need, to get the pay that they need, and to get the bad apples out, and just, you know, hey, let the good cops do what they need to do. And yeah, I know we have a lot to talk about on that subject matter also. But I thank you all for your love. Check the list and we'll put a schedule up. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support. If you've seen anything, to Cash App or PayPal. Have a beautiful weekend. Big shout out to, I'm a sports fan. That's a whole other topic and we don't have enough time, but big shout out to Jackson State. Big shout out to Hines. Big shout out to Mississippi State, to Ole Miss. Just, big shout out to all schools around the country of football teams, NBA, NFL. Just a big shout out to fellow sports fans. Those of you that are shopping, a big shout out. Southwest have a deal. Those of you that, I think all the airlines have deals, but I know Southwest sent me an email and they have their regular $59, but certain times they have another deal, $29. So if you haven't gotten your email, check it out. Those of you that might want one of those one-way $29 tickets. But I know most of the airlines have deals because that's been like the big talk on TV shows. But be blessed. I'm sending positive vibes out to you and love and virtual hugs. And I feel the love that you're sending to me. And I really appreciate your listenership and your support and interacting with myself. A big shout out to Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO. Big shout out to Suzette and her hubby also. And I did not open up the chat because usually fellow podcasters are chatting with me in the chat room because I love the chat room. So if anybody was in the chat room, I am so sorry. I'm in here now, but I don't see anyone in here now. And remember, save the number whenever you need to or just feel the urge to call in, 516-595-8255. A big shout-out to my prayer family. A big shout-out to Powerhouse, Living Waters, Prophet Anthony Friday Sr., First Lady Emma, Missionary Bolden. That's our prayer line. I need to share the number for you all again. Big shout-out to Cathedral, my church that I've been a member of since the late 90s. Cathedral Amy Zion, there's a conference going on. And big shout out to Pastor Gary Adams Sr., Reverend First Lady, Mrs. Janice Adams in the congregation. If you all go to the Facebook page, you'll see it's a conference going on. I thought I was going to participate, at least volunteer and help out. I hurt my hand. Those of you might have been watching me on TikTok. So I shared on TikTok myself doing yard work on Tuesday. I hurt my finger. And that's one reason why we did not broadcast on Tuesday or this week. I hurt my finger, and also I had been having a weird tummy issue. I don't know if it's because I've been fasting and eating mostly fruits and vegetables and smoothies and coffee and tea. I'm on this salt bay diet. And I've been on it since June the 22nd, and it's really working. It's been a really positive lifestyle change in my life. But I thank you all, and thank you all for the show ideas also in the messages that you send me and the music and the videos that you send me. Thank you so much for enlightening me on some things that are going on because a lot of stuff we don't see on the main stream. That's one reason why podcasts are so important also. Thank you. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, owners, managers, and staff, and fellow podcasters. Thank you. Send me music. Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com. send me your media kit. Those of you looking forward to being guests, really welcome you. I must invite Ebony Empress. Ebony Empress has authored a book. Also, need to get her on to discuss her book. You all remember she had a very popular podcast here, and she's doing some great things in London, some really great things, and definitely need to get her on to discuss a lot of the great things that she has been working on in recent years. But again, thank you. Big shout out to family, friends, and loved ones. Have a marvelous weekend. Until next time, I appreciate you and love you too. Thank you. God bless. God bless America and God bless this beautiful world. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you.